from baseball cards.
Oh, boy, free trading cards.
To bobbleheads and everything in between. It's time for the Collector's Corner on 1600 ESPN.
Collector's Corner back after the holiday recess, if you will. Took last Wednesday off because it was our last show before the holidays, but we're back. And as Greeny, when he's on the air here on 1600 ESPN, likes to say, back and better than ever. I can't guarantee it's better than ever, but Collector's Corner, each Wednesday around this time, we talk sports cards and collectibles with you. I've been collecting and amassing cards and sports stuff since I was a kid, so happy to share my passion for the hobby with you here each and every week. If you missed past episodes of the show, we got them in podcast form at KGYMradio.com. Just go to the Spencer on Sports drop-down tab. Go to podcasts, click Spencer on Sports. They're mixed in there, and you can find those. Couple new releases. Didn't get a chance to talk about one of them. It actually came out last Wednesday. So, hey, genius, maybe you should have done the segment last Wednesday. Things happen. But I had Bowman University Chrome Football come out within the last week. And then today, the big one is Bowman Draft Baseball. If you are a baseball card collector, if you're a baseball prospect fan, you know all about Bowman Draft. But we'll start in order of their appearance, I guess, and talk a little Bowman Chrome U football, Bowman University Chrome football. One of the most popular releases, it's pretty popular around here because we're a college-heavy market, right? So if you're a Hawkeye fan, Cyclone fan, college football fan in general, this is the set for you. This is the, I'm trying to think here, at least the third or fourth season this has come out. They had a release come out a couple of years ago. I think it was 2022, which was unlicensed. And the sad part about Bowman U being unlicensed that year was that was the year that guys like C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young had their first Bowman cards, which is they're pretty valuable because they're the first time they've appeared in the set. So the problem with licensed versus unlicensed, obviously, is Topps at the time could not use the Ohio State or Alabama logos. Those cards are still reasonably, you know, valuable, but the collectors out there obviously like true, like Ohio State Buckeyes or Iowa Hawkeyes, Iowa State Cyclones wording and logoing on the cards and on their collectibles. So that was kind of the unfortunate timing of that. There's not much you can do to work around it, though. But they had it the last couple years, and this is another very popular set. Some key prospects in the set on the checklist, and even some guys that have had cards before when it comes to college football releases, getting their opportunity to be on a trading card. And it's largely done via name, image, and likeness. Topps has the rights to work with the schools to put the logos and colors and names and all that stuff on the cards. And then a lot of these deals, a lot of these players are given the opportunity to be on the trading cards because of name, image, and likeness. Whereas there have been, I think, you know, team sets printed before for individual schools, but never in this kind of capacity on the mass-produced market. So it's a fun set. If you love college football, they do a basketball set too. The basketball set from a couple years ago is one of the more popular sets out there because it had not only Caitlin Clark but Victor Wembanyama cards in the same set, so you can imagine the prices for that are through the roof and to the moon and back several times. But if you're a college football fan, you're a player collector, a team collector, that's kind of the fun part about the set. As for who you can find in the set, and the one thing I will say drawback wise just as a collector and as a college football fan myself, when guys transfer, that's what kind of makes the set a little bit tough to collect, because you see a guy like, oh, he's in the set and he's in his uniform of this team. But especially this day and age with the portal and the portal opening up and all the announcements that leak on social media, you pull a card of a guy who is on his third team and he's in, you know, a certain uniform, and you have to wait another year to get him in that new updated set. So that's kind of the drawback of it. But when it comes to players of local interest, if you're an Iowa fan, three guys you can chase: Caleb Johnson, Luke Lachey, and LeSean Williams. Now, LeSean Williams, of course, has moved on to Kansas, but he's still in his Iowa uniform on the card. So those are the three guys in there. Iowa State, victory for the Cyclones. It doesn't count for the Cy-Hawk trophy. Could you imagine if Boer trading cards in the set? I'm sure someone out there will pick it up and run with it. But Iowa State, quite a few guys from this year's team. Abu Sama, Jaden Higgins, Jalen Knoll, Jeremiah Cooper, and Rocco Becht, all with cards in the set. I don't know if all of them have autographs. Usually Topps does one-to-one, so if they have a base card, they'll have an autograph card. Sometimes that's not necessarily the case. It depends on the player and if they've agreed to whatever, but those are the local guys to chase, at least from Iowa and Iowa State perspectives. Some of the top names in there, Brady Cook from Mizzou, Carson Beck from Georgia, Alex Orji from Michigan. I know Ashton Genty is in there from Boise State. DJ Lagway from Florida is in there. Nico Iamaliava from Tennessee is in the set. Number of guys. And there might be some guys in there that are kind of like up-and-coming players that you're like, I'm not sure who this guy is. But if you hold on to it, right, it might be worth a little bit more in the years down there. Ryan Williams from Alabama, one of the fabulous freshman receivers, is in the set too. So it's fun. It's one of my favorite sets. I love college football. So if there's college football cards to collect, I'm there. And I got a box from Topps. I opened it last night. Got actually a case hit autograph out of it. Wasn't the best name on the checklist. Omarion Hampton, the running back from North Carolina, wasn't the best name out of the checklist, but I looked at the odds because Topps, puts those out there. It was like something in one in every 959 packs. So it's pretty rare to pull. I didn't check to see what it's worth, but pretty rare card means it's probably worth a little bit. But that's the release that came out within the last week. The other one that's out today, a lot of people going crazy over this because it's the first opportunity to catch trading cards or collect trading cards of the draft picks from this year's Major League Baseball draft. But it is Bowman Draft Baseball. Some of the key names that you'll be looking for in that: Travis Bezzana, the number one pick, went to the Guardians. He's in the set. Jack Caglione, if you're a Royals fan, he is in the set too. Kalen Culpepper, who is here in Cedar Rapids toward the end of the baseball season, he's got his first Bowman in the set. Cam Smith of the Cubs, their first round pick, also on the checklist. And then for you Iowa baseball fans out there, Brody Brecht has cards and autographs, I double-checked, in the set. So that is kind of the cool chase you get if you're a fan of, the first-round pick or a fan of even some of the lower-tier prospects. I know a lot of people who collect every single prospect card from that year's release and just kind of hold on to them because you never know. You might get some guys who flame out, don't really do much in baseball, but you might get the next Jackson Churio, Jackson Holiday, guys like that on the card set. So looking for that. I'm sure a lot of people will be chasing Brody Brecht autographs. He's in his, I haven't seen the card, but usually Topps Photoshops into their pro jerseys in the set. So if you're hoping for him to be in the Hawkeye jersey, he's probably going to be Photoshopped into a Colorado Rockies jersey. Maybe it's a real picture. We'll have to see, but I know Adam Mazur had first Bowman's a couple years ago as well. But Brody Brecht is in the set. Topps does this too, real quick before we have to wrap it up. They do a certain chase, like a player. They had the Tom Brady card last year. Tom Brady on the Expos. Remember, he got drafted. The card that never was, basically. And it's a really cool chase. This year is John Elway, the former Broncos quarterback who was drafted by the Yankees. There is a chase card from 1981. It's not from 81 itself, but it's in the 81 design of John Elway on the Yankees. And it's kind of a what-if chase, and there's a one-of-one autograph of it. So if you're really into spending some money and going after the chase, you can look for that John Elway card. It's kind of a cool card. I mean, I'm not a huge Elway fan, but if you're a big Broncos fan or just fan of unique cards like that, you can check that out with Bowman Draft Baseball out today. There you go. That's Collector's Corner. A lot of info thrown your way. If you have any questions about what I talked about today or any ideas for future topics or things to discuss on the segment, always welcome to reach out via the text line or via email. You can get in touch with me, Spencer at KGYMradio.com. Be happy to chat cards and collectibles with you off the air as well. So that's Collector's Corner back again next Wednesday here on 1600 ESPN. One thing left to do, that's the sports menu. It's coming up next here on 1600 ESPN.